Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That it has been stated that a person who recites durood 1,000 times daily, he spends his time that he recites 1,000 times durood every single day, that individual will not pass away, he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who have palaces in paradise and who get the opportunity to live in them as well. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Anbiya, The Lives of the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam, in which we look at the lives of the prophets, certain stories and certain facts which boost our iman, which increase our iman, and certain facts and stories which shaken and scare us because of the torment which came to those nations. And recently we've been studying the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and subhanallah, what a great story, what a faith refreshing story, what a example of patience and tawakkul and taqwa which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam possessed. So just doing a quick recap, we've spoken about how his brothers betrayed him and how he ended up in the markets of Misr, and then from there he went to being in the house of the king, where Zulaikha had intended to do indecencies with him, to the point that he was in prison, and now he has come out of prison and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the kingdom of Misr. Allah ta'ala has made him marry Zulaikha, who he had children with as well, and now the dream of the king which he had. Carrying on with the story, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam established justice in Misr. He established justice in Egypt, which led to every man and woman developing respect and affection for him. And he alayhi salatu wasalam had planned for the grains to be stored during the famine. For this purpose, he had storehouses, big warehouses constructed and gathered an abundance of provisions. Now, when the years of prosperity had passed and the famine began, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had the ilm that these were going to occur. So the people for 1 year were able to suffice on what they had. But when the first year ended, the markets became empty. The stock had finished. The people of Egypt began purchasing grain from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam using their gold and silver coins. Because of this, all of the gold and silver of the people came into the possession of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. This was the first year. They bought the grains of sand through the gold and silver. During the second year, the Egyptians brought grains in exchange for the jewelry and the gems which they had. This resulted in all the jewelry and the gems which was owned by people to come into the possession of Yusuf alayhi salam. When in the third year, when the people had no longer any jewelry or gems left, they used their animals to buy the grains from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, which resulted in all the animals coming into the possession of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. In the fourth year, they sold all their slaves to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. In the fifth year, they sold all their lands to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. In the sixth year, because they had nothing left now, they decided to hand over the children to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So they sold the children to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. During the seventh year, when the people had nothing left, they themselves were sold and became slaves. So no man or woman remained free in the whole of Egypt. Hence, every male was a slave of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and every female was a maidservant. Subhanallah, look at, due to the sabr of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, due to his tawakkul, due to his knowledge. Allah Ta'ala granted him so much that all the gold and silver of Misr was granted to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. All the gems and jewels of the Misr was granted to Yusuf alayhi salam. All the animals, livestock were given to Yusuf alayhi salam. All the slaves became in the possession of Yusuf alayhi salam. All the children of the people were given to Yusuf alayhi salam. And in the end, every man and woman submitted themselves to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was the greatness of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And at that time, it was the belief of people that the greatness and awe held by Yusuf alayhi salam had never been afforded to any other king. Do you see the grace of Allah upon me and the great favor that He has bestowed upon me? Now this is your opinion regarding these people. Stated Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam to the king. Replying, the king proclaimed, "We accept whatever your opinion is. All of us are subservient to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me a witness, and I make you a witness that I have freed all the people of Egypt and returned all their belongings and property." Subhanallah, this was the sahaba, this was the generosity of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, that at one moment, all the people, all the land, all the money was under the possession of Yusuf alayhi salam. But what he did, he gave it all back to the people. Subhanallah. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, besides having all of this, never ate to a full stomach. He had all of these luxuries, he had everything in front of him, but there was not a single day when he ate to his stomach's full. And once somebody asked him that, despite owning so much treasure, despite having so much, why do you remain hungry? And he says, "I remain hungry out of the fear that I might forget those who are hungry and whilst I am full." This was the taqwa of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. And because all the cities fell victim to the great famine, when it intensified, as a result, people from all regions started to come to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam to purchase grains for him. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had sent his sons to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam to bring grains back. But at that moment, they did not know that the king, the ruler, was Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. So they entered the city, all 10 of them. And it has been a lengthy period of 40 years since the incident of the well, once they first threw him in the well. From that time to the time where they come to get grains from Yusuf alayhi salam, it has been a lengthy period of 40 years. So when they came to him and they saw that there's this beautiful man, they were unable to recognize him. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he did not reveal his true identity to them as well. And so they came, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had such a just system that he would only grant a person a pile upon the camel which he was able to take with him. Because like this, he was able to do justice between all of them. So the Prophet Yusuf's brothers, they spoke to him in Hebrew, and he alayhi salatu wasalam also responded in the same language. And he said, "Who are you people?" he asked. They replied, "We live in Ash-Sham and have been struck by the calamity that has struck the world. We have come to purchase grains from you." Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam responded by saying, "You do not happen to be spies, do you?" They proclaimed, "We swear by Allah that we are not spies. We are all brothers and the children of one father. Our father is very noble. Our father is elderly and he is truthful. His name is Ya'qub and he is the Prophet of Allah." And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, "How many brothers are you in total?" And the brothers replied, "We were 12, but one of them, our brothers, went into the wilderness and he died. He was more beloved to our father than any of us," they replied. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, "How many of you are here?" They replied, 10. And he said, "Where is your 11th brother?" And they said, "He is with our father. He is the full brother of the brother who died," meaning Binyamin was with his father. "And our father finds solace, our father finds peace in him." Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was very respectful towards his brother and showed them great hospitality. And he loaded each of their camels with grains and provided them whatever might be required during that journey. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not humiliate his brothers in front of everybody, even though they lied and they said that they had a brother who went into the wilderness and died. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ignored that matter. And what he did was that he filled their sacks up with grain, and the money which they would have paid him with, he even returned that to them. And the brothers, they took this and they came back to his fathers. And when they came back to Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, they opened the sacks up and they find that the grain is there. And the wealth which they were going to pay Yusuf alayhi salam, he had returned that to them as well. So they came to his father and they told him the story. And Sayyidina Ya'qub, the father, said to them that if you now go to the king, then convey my salam to him and say that our father supplicates for you because of the conduct that has happened to you. And Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam said to them that when you enter the city now, enter through different gates. And the reason he said this was because of nazar, due to evil eye. Because at the start, people did not know they were brothers. But now if they were to enter the city, people would know they were brothers. So that's why Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam instructed his children that when you enter the city now, do not enter together, that people may see you and they may be in awe and they may be surprised and shocked, which might cause an evil eye over you. And this also goes to show that a person should take his means, a person should try to adopt the means he has to protect himself from evil eye. If that wasn't the case, why would Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam instruct his children to enter from different gates and not enter altogether? And when the brothers came to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, they conveyed the message of the father to Yusuf alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam became extremely happy and he decided to hold a feast for his brothers. He decided to hold a feast for the people that had come to visit him. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he prepared a table and he made two sit on each table, meaning he made a pair sit on each table. So 11 brothers, and 10 of them have equal seating, 2 of them are sitting on each. And Binyamin does not have any person to sit with him. And when he sees that all his other brothers are sitting in pairs, he starts to cry. And he says, if only my brother Yusuf was alive today, then he would have sat across me and he would have accompanied me in this. And he started to cry and he started to cry. Having listened to this, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam leaned forward and he said to Binyamin that I am Yusuf, I am that brother who was departed from you. And when Binyamin heard this, he became extremely happy. He hugged him and he started to cry. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told Binyamin not to reveal his true identity, because Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was waiting from the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this. So Binyamin responded that I will not reveal your identity, but I do not want you to depart from me. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then plotted a plan, and the plan was that he wanted Binyamin to stay with him, but obviously his brothers would not let him stay because they wanted to take him back to his father. So what Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did was that there was a royal utensil which was used to measure the grains and put into the sacks, and it was made out of gold and it had rubies on it. So what they decided to do was they decided to put that vessel, that tool, inside the sack of Binyamin radiallahu anhu, and they sent him off. Now, when the caravan of the brothers decided to go back, the people who were working for Yusuf alayhi salam came to Yusuf and said that there has been a robbery. Somebody has stolen the royal vessel. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sent his people to go stop the caravan of his brothers, and he said that there has been a robbery. And the brothers said that we have not stolen anything. And the people said that we have been commanded to check the sacks of each people and maybe we might find something. So they opened the sack of the first brother, the second brother, third brother, fourth brother. They carried on like this until they came to Binyamin. When they opened the sack of grains of Binyamin, they find the utensil in front of it. And the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said that he is like his brother, meaning that his brother Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was mischievous, ma'azallah, and his own brother, his full brother Binyamin, is also on the same tracks as him. And they said this to show and make apparent the fact that Binyamin and Yusuf were our stepbrothers and they were not our full brothers. So they decided to captive Binyamin and bring him back to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they brought him to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam kept him with him. So the brothers, after Binyamin has been taken captive, meaning he's been taken back to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the brothers, they go to Sayyidina Yaqub, they go back to their father, and they say that Binyamin was a thief, he stole something, and he has been kept captive by the king. Because in the Sharia of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, what would happen was that if somebody was a thief, his punishment was that he would become a slave. So when they told this to Yaqub alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam became extremely upset. And he said that first Yusuf was taken away from me, and now Binyamin is going to be taken away from me as well. So what am I going to have left? So he said to his children that go to the king and say to him that we are willing to pay ransom, we are willing to pay money, and that you may give our brother back to us. So then they went to the Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and they presented the money to him, and they said that release our brother, because our father has become very old. Our father has become blind because of weeping so much because of the departures of his children. And if Binyamin is taken away from him, then he will not be able to bear this stress and this sadness. And when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, and he started to cry, and then he revealed his true identity to his brothers, and he told them that I am that same Yusuf which 40 years ago you threw in the well, and due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala took me out of that well, and Allah ta'ala took me to the markets of Misr from which I became the king, and here I am in front of you today. I own all of this kingdom. This kingdom is all of mine. And when they heard this, they started to tremble. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he forgave them, and he said, return back to your father and take this shirt and give it to your father. And then they took that shirt and they were going back to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam stepped out of his house and he goes, I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam. This whole story is mentioned in the Quran. And he goes, I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So they came to Yaqub alayhi salam and they presented the shirt to him. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he placed that shirt on his eyes, and due to the barakah, due to the blessings of those shirts, the eyesight of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam strengthened and he became strong. And he said that, Subhanallah, where did you find this shirt? And the brothers told him that our brother Binyamin and our brother Yusuf alayhi salam, they are both alive, and the king which we were telling you about is in fact Yusuf alayhi salam, and he has a very high status in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he has a very high status in the eyes of the people. He is the king of Misr, he is the king of our kingdom, and it is from him that we have been taken the grains from as well. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam then wanted to come and visit Yusuf alayhi salam, but Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sent 200 conveyances and abundance of goods with his brother to Prophet Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who intended to travel to Egypt to gather his family. So the brothers were coming back, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, seeing that there was this immense conveyance, caravan coming, and he said that, is this the king of Egypt coming? And the brothers replied, no, but this is rather your son who is coming, who is also the king. So Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they drew closer to each other, to the point that they seen each other, they embraced each other, they started to cry, and they hugged everyone. And what happened was, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, his wife and his brothers, they all prostrated to Yusuf alayhi salam. And then Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam remembered that dream which I had at a young age, this is what it was meant to be. But remember, in the previous nations, it was allowed to prostrate, to do sajda to somebody out of respect. It has always been haram. It is shirk to do sajda, to prostrate to somebody out of ibadah, out of worship. But in the previous nations, it was allowed to do sajda, to prostrate out of adab, out of respect. That is forbidden in this ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. In this ummah, we are not allowed to prostrate to anybody, whether it is out of adab. We only prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned by the scholars of history that Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam lived in luxury and happiness for 24 years in Egypt with his son Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the time of his passing away came near, he instructed Yusuf alayhi salam that his body should be taken to Ash-Sham and buried next to his father Ishaq. And this wish of his was fulfilled. And Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam lived until the age of 147, and then he was buried. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam passed away 23 years after his holy father. And then the people said that we want him to be buried here, and we want him to be buried here because he was so blessed. Allah Ta'ala had granted him so much that every person wanted him to be buried in his vicinity. So then they came up with the solution that what we will do is we will place his body inside a coffin which is made out of white stone and marble, and we will place it in the river Nile, because the river Nile spreads throughout the Middle East, spreads throughout the area, so everyone will be able to take blessings from this as well. So he was placed in the river Nile. He alayhi salatu wasalam remained there until 400 years later. Prophet Musa alayhi salam recovered his coffin and buried him next to his forefathers in Sham. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This was the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and such a beautiful and heart refreshing story. And to be honest with you, I had to shorten this story. There's so much more detail in this to be able to keep up with the series that we are doing. But inshallah, if we ever get a chance, we will do a detailed program on the life of Yusuf alayhi salam and the story, and we will study it in great depth, because every single time you study it, you find another pearl of wisdom. Every single time you study it, it brings a new sense of warmth to your heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for the sake of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who follow the footsteps of Yusuf alayhi salam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them, let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.